okay, really. I'm just a bit stuck at the moment, you know. I'm trying to get some.
Well, what's your name, if you want to give it?
George.
George. And you're walking down the train now, and you've got a sign saying that you're hungry.
Yeah.
And someone's very kindly given you an apple. That's the change I've got. Unfortunately, it's not much, but. What kind of predicament are you in, and why?
I've been sleeping on the streets the last 3-4 weeks. I was in a hostel, but I got kicked out of the hostel, you know, for sneaking people in, you know. So I'm back on the streets now. And basically, I've just got to wait now until I get into another hostel or something, you know.
So why were you sneaking people in? Is there not enough room? Or?
Well, I just, my mate, you know what I mean, he's not nowhere to stay, so I'm trying to get him into my room or so.
So how difficult is it to get into a hostel? Is it a long wait?
No, it's not that difficult. I mean, about 3 or 4 weeks sleeping rough, you know, and then someone will pick you up and put you in a hostel. But they're so, the rules and regulations in them are so tight, and you know what I mean?
It's pretty cold at the moment.
Yeah, just to stay there.
What did you do before you slept on the streets? What did you do when you had a home?
Working on the building site down in Blackfriars.
Are you looking for work now?
Yeah, well, I'm accommodation first, and then, you know, work sort of thing.
Are you confident you'll get back on your feet?
Yes, oh yes, definitely. It's just a mishap or so.
Just a mishap. Well, all the very best.
Okay, thank you.
And good luck.
On you. Thank you.
That's it.